Harper Audio presents Yayas in Bloom by Rebecca Wells, performed by Judith Ivy. A Little Love Gift, Vivi, January 1994. My name is Vivianne Abbott Walker, age 68, but I can pass for 49, and I do. I altered my driver's license and kept that gorgeous picture of me when my hair was still thick and I looked like Jessica Lange, and glued it onto every new license I've had since 1975. And not one officer has said a word to me about it. I like to think I am queen of the Yayas, the sisterhood I've been part of since I was 4. But the fact is that all of us are queens. The Yayas are not a monarchy. We are a Yayacracy. Caro, who is still more alive than anyone I know, even though she is yoked to an oxygen tank most of the time because of her emphysema. Teensy, who is probably the most sophisticated of us, although she doesn't know it, and still cute as a bug. I never know when she'll be home in Thornton, right smack in the heart of Louisiana, where we were all raised, or in Paris, or Istanbul. And Niecy, our dear kind Niecy, who is still Madam Chairwoman of every charity in the parish, if not the state. As Yayas, we've grown up, raised our kids, the petite Yayas, and welcomed our grandchildren, the très petits, into this sweet, crazy world. We've helped one another stay glued together through most any life event you can imagine, except we haven't buried our husbands yet. Well, Caro tried to bury Blaine when she found out he was gay, but decided he and his boyfriend were too much fun and Blaine too good a cook to kill him. It was the Yayas who brought my oldest child, Sitta, and I back together when we were on the verge of an ugly mother-daughter divorce. They would not stand by and watch it happen, bless their crazy wild hearts. Sitta said it was the three of them and that old scrapbook of mine that I so grandly titled Divine Secrets when I was nothing but a kid that helped her understand me, helped her believe I loved her, even though I was what you might call an uneven mother. Sitta has always been melodramatic. Sitta said she especially loved the snapshots. Snapshots are just snapshots as far as I'm concerned. Sitta analyzes everything too much, if you ask me, but this morning I'm the one who wants to study a photograph. And of all things, it's one with my mother in it. This morning, I woke from the most vivid memory. It was not so much a dream as a completely clear picture of my mother, surrounded by flowers. It triggered an image that I just knew I had a photograph of, but I had to have my coffee before beginning the search. Photos in this house are not what you would call organized. You have to be an archaeologist to even form a search team. I've always been too busy living to sit around for hours and arrange the photos and snapshots into proper family albums. My life is so full. I might be a card-carrying member of AARP, but I am not retired, or retiring for that matter. Ha! I am busy, busy, busy. Work out at the club every single weekday, bourree with the Yayas, cruises with Shep, and spending time in that garden of his. He's out there so much that in order to see him, I have, for the first time in my life, put on a pair of deerskin gloves and done a very small amount of digging and weeding. He says it will grow on me. I say, what's wrong with being a garden amateur? Mass every Saturday afternoon, confession twice a month, reading everything I can get my hands on, except science fiction, too much like my bad dreams. Playing tennis with Teensy and Chick. I am fit as hell, my constitution.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?